Ariel went to the window and looked out. The porch seemed deserted and was faintly illuminated by a few Japanese lanterns. She sprang out, dropped upon the divan, and burying her face in her hands, cried heartbrokenly. Presently she felt something alive touch her foot, her breath catching with alarm. She started to rise. A thin hand issuing from a shabby sleeve had stolen out between two of the green tubs and was pressing upon one of her shoes. "Shh!" warned a voice. "Don't make a noise." The warning was not needed. She had recognized the hand and sleeve instantly. It was her playmate and lifelong friend, Joe Loudon.
"What were you going on about?"
he asked angrily.
"Nothing," she answered. "I wasn't. You must go away. You know the judge doesn't like you."
"What were you crying about?"
interrupted the uninvited guest.
"Nothing, I tell you,"
she repeated, the tears not ceasing to gather in her eyes.
"I wasn't."
"I want to know what it was," he insisted. "Didn't the fools ask you to dance? Oh, you needn't tell me. That's it. I've been here watching for the last three dances, and you weren't in sight till you came to the window. Well, what do you care about that for?"
"I don't," she answered. "I don't."
Then suddenly, without being able to prevent it, she sobbed.
"No," he said gently. "I see you don't. And you let yourself be a fool, because there are a lot of fools in there."
She gave way all at once to a gust of sorrow and bitterness. She bent far over and caught his hand and laid it against her wet cheek.
"Oh, Joe," she whispered brokenly. "I think we have such hard lives, you and I. It doesn't seem right while we're so young. Why can't we be like the others? Why can't we have some of the fun?"